Tropical storms and hurricanes can mean a mix of high winds, surging waves, flooding, and destruction. And the U.S.-based National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration says this Atlantic hurricane season will likely be even more active than usual. NASA is going to study storms by taking to the skies above the Atlantic Ocean. In fact, above the storms themselves. Two unmanned Global Hawk aircraft will collect measurements so scientists can see how hurricanes evolve. It's the second year of NASA's Hurricane and Severe Storm Sentinel, or HS3 field campaign, says Scott Brown, a research meteorologist at NASA.
What we're really after scientifically is to better understand the relative roles of the environment and those intercore processes in the formation and intensification of hurricanes in the Atlantic.
Global Hawks can reach an altitude of almost 20 kilometers, roughly twice as high as a commercial airliner. As seen in this NASA visualization, instruments such as the high-altitude imaging wind and rain profiler allow scientists to gather details about storms from high above. The Global Hawks will monitor the environment near the storms to see how surrounding conditions affect their intensity and gather data about the storms themselves. One craft will deploy drop-zones, instruments that measure temperature, humidity, pressure, wind speed, and wind direction from above the storm down to the surface. NASA says the Global Hawks are loaded with state-of-the-art equipment, and HS3 Principal Investigator Brown says there are benefits to using unmanned aircraft in this research.
With the Global Hawk, we can fly for up to about 28 hours. And because all the crew and the scientists are on the ground rather than in the plane, we can swap out shifts. And that just means that you can go much farther or stay out over a storm much longer than you can with a manned aircraft.
Researchers will analyze the data in depth after the field campaign, but Brown says they also plan to do a quick analysis and share that information. The HS3 mission also looks into something else that perplexes researchers.
So in addition to wind speed and wind direction, we're also interested in temperature in the environment, particularly in association with something called the Saharan air layer. It's a very hot, dry, dusty air mass that comes off of Africa.
Scientists debate whether Saharan dust fuels or suppresses the development of tropical storms. The HS3 mission runs from August 20th to September 23rd. Reporting from Greenbelt, Maryland, this is Suzanne Presto, VOA News.